Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley, and it's so good to be back to do another great interview. And you know, Denny, this individual that we're going to be interviewing today is a very delightful person, and I'm really looking forward to doing the interview.
I am too. We've had a lot of old people on lately, you know, this is one of our younger members, and we're just really glad that she is a member. Gretchen Mounty. Hey, Gretchen, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Thank you so much for joining us on Meet the People of MCB. First of all, tell us a little bit about your vision. Do you have vision? How you lost it? Whatever you can tell us.
Well, I am almost entirely blind. I can see light and dark, and some shadows now and then. That's about it these days. When I was trying to finish up my undergraduate degree at the University of Missouri here in Columbia, where I live, I started experiencing a pretty sudden vision loss. It was late 2006, and went through a lot of tests and things, took them a while to figure it out, but ended up, I had something called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy. And so that made me lose my vision pretty rapidly. And it was a hard time. I had to, at the time, take what they call incompletes in my coursework. And I came back and finished those later. But after I kind of learned how to use a computer and everything again, but it took some time.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, that I'm not sure what you said that you had that disease.
I was going to ask you to repeat it, didn't
it? It's called Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy.
Okay, it sounds painful. It really does. Goodness. So you're a member of Tiger Council in Columbia, Missouri. How did you get involved with MCB?
Yeah, sure am. Well, about a little less than 2 years after I went blind, I met a wonderful lady you all have interviewed before at a blind support group meeting here in town. Deanna Quietwater Noriega, and she, I hadn't really gotten to meet any other blind people yet, and was really struggling still adjusting to my vision loss. This would have been 2008, and she took me under her wing and taught me so many things that were very valuable about living life as a blind person, and very importantly, introduced me to MCB. Mm-hmm. So I think the first affiliate I joined was ATI, the Assistive Technology affiliate. So I could get some technology questions answered. And join that group, but being able to find MCB when I went blind as an adult and didn't know where to turn was just such a blessing. Mm-hmm. I I met over the years, I've met so many people, and I've gotten so much help and made friendships. And it's been wonderful. There wasn't an affiliate in Colombia back then. And so I worked with Deanna a couple of years later to start an affiliate in Colombia. And in honor of the Mizzou Tigers, we call it the Tiger Council of the Blind. Mm-hmm. So
I love it.
Go ahead, Chip.
Yeah, Gretchen, I want to back up just a little bit. You know, as an adult, losing your vision, here you are, you're in college, and you get your whole life in front of you, and then all of a sudden you start losing your sight. How was that for you mentally, emotionally? How were you able to adjust? I'm sure that, as you mentioned, the fact that, you know, you're fortunate to have met Deanna, and I'm sure she was a great support. Others in the Missouri Council of the Blind, as you mentioned, were a real blessing. How was it for you personally to be able to adjust to your vision loss?
Well, that's a good question. It was hard. I at first I kind of thought that my life as I knew it was over. I didn't know what I could really do anymore. I'd never really been around blind or low vision folks, and I remember thinking, I mean, what jobs can I even do now? What can I do or enjoy in life? And so at first I felt pretty lost. I got started pretty early getting services from Wolfner Library. So I listened to a lot of audiobooks, still do. But then I started getting some services from Rehab Services for the Blind. And that helped. I ended up going to Alpha Point to get some training in 2007, and was still struggling a lot. To be honest, I was not in the best mood for a while, kind of grumpy. And learning that what things I wanted to do weren't still out of my reach. Mm-hmm. from going to Alpha Point, from meeting Deanna and others in MCB, from becoming a part of this blind community, it really helped get me out of that darker place. It was once I discovered, you know, and learned how to use a computer again, how to use JAWS, discovered audio description so I could still enjoy movies, learned some, I'm not great at Braille, but I can read it some, so playing cards again or Scrabble. Because at first it was like, I can't do anything, but... all that and people mentoring me and helping, it just made such a difference.
Well, you know, Gretchen, I can't tell you how proud we are of you. You mentioned all those struggles, those challenges, and yet it looks like you've overcome those, and, you know, those struggles and challenges that you had mentally, emotionally, but even while you were going to college, it had to be a whole new ball game for you. I mean, what, you know, how are you going to be able to do this and continue your college degree? And then you've been able to do that. And we're just so happy for you and proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish. And so, you know, congratulations on what you've been able to do.
And Gretchen,
thank you so much.
Yeah. You have a guide dog now. So what made you decide to get a guide dog?
Well, I, after meeting Deanna in 2008, and meeting the guide dog she had at the time, Olsen, a German Shepherd, and learning about what it was like to use a guide dog, I started thinking that that was what I wanted to do as well. And I'm actually on my second guide dog now. In 2009, I went to Leader Dogs for the Blind and got Keeper, who was my best friend for many years. He helped me get back and finish my undergrad and go to grad school. And just we did a lot of stuff together. He was a golden retriever. He retired a few years ago. And these days, I went to the Seeing Eye, and I have a lab golden cross named Royal, which I love because I'm a Kansas City Royals fan.
We can stop the interview right now, I guess. So no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And he's just great. So he's 5 years old, and about 60 pounds, and just he helps so much. I still got good cane skills, I feel like, but I just feel like for me, and I've always been a dog lover, but it's just a little more freedom for me to use a guide dog, and don't have to find everything with my cane. I can just hang on to the handle and trust that mm-hmm. we're gonna go where I want to go.
Yeah, Chip.
Yeah, Gretchen, before we kind of get into a little bit of your work history, share with us a little bit about your family. You got brothers, sisters, your parents still living. Can you share with us a little bit about your family?
Certainly. Yeah. My only sibling is my brother, and he lives in over there in St. Louis with my sister-in-law, and we're very close. Let's see, he is an attorney and she is an actuary, so likes numbers, and much more than I do. They don't have any kids right now, but they've got some cats. So I call those cats my niece and nephew. My folks live back where I grew up in Blue Springs, a suburb of Kansas City. And so my mom and dad live there, they're retired. I try to talk to them as often as I can, not seeing them quite as much as I'd like to during this pandemic. But they're great. My dad actually his it used to just be a hobby, but now he's doing it pretty much full time since retiring. He fixes up clocks, and
he fixed my clock up once.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Even's got a number of cases at the Brass Armadillo Antique Mall, if anyone's ever gone there. Pretty big place in just off I-70 in, I think, Green Valley. So, I've gotten a lot of support from my family over the years as I went through losing my sight and up to now.
Gretchen, why don't you share with us a little bit about your work history, where you got started and where you're at today?
Well, I'll start with a little bit with education. The undergraduate degree I finished was in English. which, to be honest, isn't the most useful degree. I always liked reading and writing. I ended up going back to school to get a master's. And I got my master's in public affairs, also at the University of Missouri, and finished that back in 2014. And I did that because after I went blind and started experiencing this adversity, I guess I'd say, I started just seeing the world a little differently, and seeing people's struggles. And before that, I didn't really face a lot of difficulties. So I wanted to try to make things better for people, and get in maybe to policy or politics or something to be able to do that. And so that's why I chose public affairs. I think the advertisement I had gotten about it said for people that want to change the world. So I did that. And then for work since then, since graduating, I actually worked for a few years as a community organizer. First with GROW, Grassroots Organizing, and then with NARAL. And I ended up just advocating a lot for issues around folks who are lower income, and even advocated for Medicaid expansion a lot, which we finally have. And then just a lot of things, sometimes Social Security, Medicare, and certainly over the years, a number of times for issues affecting the blind and people with other disabilities. And sometimes it was things as simple as trying to get people to register to vote. Mm-hmm. Did that a lot. For the last several years, I worked as a lobbyist up at the State House for MNEA, which is the Missouri National Education Association, and it's the main teachers union in Missouri. And so I was up at the Capitol every day during session, working on that, and advocating for public education, and trying to make sure students of all kinds and teachers had the best experience that can happen, and to make sure as many people could be happy about that as possible. Recently I've gone through a bit of a transition. So during this past decade or so, on the side, I've done a little bit of consulting on web accessibility and document accessibility. It was always just a side gig, but I decided this past late summer, I guess, that I wanted to maybe take just a little step away from politics for a while and improve my skills in education when it comes to accessibility, and maybe try to do that for a career if I can. So I've actually been learning HTML and CSS and some things like that, so hopefully I can make that a full-time or at least a part-time job.
Sure. So Gretchen, with your search for employment, and even though you had a master's degree, did you find roadblocks in getting getting employed by any agencies or any place? Was it a really a big struggle? Was there any obstacles in your way?
Trying not to laugh. I want to be like, no obstacles. But no, there was a lot. That was one thing that was really hard is, again, I, coming from a place where I didn't really face difficulties, was this sassy young person who thought I could do anything to being blind. I went and I got that master's, and then I started applying for jobs and just thought, well, this isn't going to be hard at all. And then it was. So many places, once they found out I was blind, just didn't want to hire me, or really just doubted maybe what I could do and my skills and things. And that was hard. It's whenever I've looked at different jobs, and there's a lot of people are skeptical, employers and folks about what blind people are really capable of.
Right.
And that makes things hard a lot.
Well, I have preconceived ideas about a blind person that, you know, and it's been around for years, ages actually, that a blind person, they can't really do anything but sit in a rocking chair and be waited on, which sounds nice sometimes, but that's not what it's all about, you know? And I'm like Chip, I am really proud of you and what you've accomplished, and you blazed some paths maybe for other people, and I just really appreciate that and what you're doing, Gretchen. Yeah. Chip?
And Gretchen, along what Denny had just said, if I'm not mistaken, you were very instrumental and successful in advocating for audible traffic signals there in Colombia. Is that not correct?
Oh, yeah. I guess it is. I knew about audible traffic signals, but we didn't really have any in Colombia at all. And I want to say it was maybe 2011 or so, I was crossing streets downtown with Keeper, my old guide dog, and I just really got this this itch to do something about that more. And I started meeting with the public works folks here in town. And these days I actually am on our city's disabilities commission. I'm actually the vice chair. But back then I wasn't a member, but I wrote up a document explaining all the benefits of did some research, all the benefits of audible pedestrian signals and everything, and brought that to the Disabilities Commission, and managed to with some advocacy get them to vote to that we should definitely have those. And now our city has, there's too many to count now. I want to say throughout the city, we've got maybe 12 intersections with them, and I know they're working on more. So it's a great thing.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. Chip, do you want to ask your famous, or I should say infamous, last question?
Well, Gretchen, I hope my question doesn't make you nervous, but that is there anything about Gretchen Mounty that really hardly anybody knows except those that are really close to you, like your immediate family or some of your very closest friends, that you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners that I know would really appreciate learning more, knowing more about Gretchen?
Well, gosh, let me think. Well, I think you all might not know that I am a huge nerd. I back when I was excited. I was a big gamer and I played video games all the time. And that nerdiness has not gone away. I don't have as much time these days to play the accessible audio games I've come across. But what I do is I play D&D, also known as Dungeons and Dragons, with a group of friends on a regular basis. I even have Braille dice, and I have figured out how to make different things accessible with their help, and enjoy playing that. So there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Nerdy, huh? I'll be. Never would have thought that about Gretchen Mounting. Well, Gretchen, go ahead. Just wanted to say thanks.
Oh, no, that's all I got.
Okay. Just wanted to say thanks for joining us here on Meet the People of MCB. Appreciate it. You're an inspiration, and hopefully people will let you know how much they appreciate all that you've done. So,
yes.
Folks, if you, by the way, Gretchen, was there anything you wanted to add at the end here?
I can't, I will add that with all the people over the years that have helped me, people I've met a lot through MCB, if anyone out there is going through vision loss of any kind, ever need someone to talk to, want some tips or tricks, or just an ear to listen, I'm out here, and I can relate, and I'm happy to help.
Okay, and you're on Facebook. They can look you up on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, I know too, Gretchen, that you've been pretty heavily involved with Tiger Council, your affiliate. But I tell you, with everything that you've shared with us today, I'm thinking, gosh, we need to get her more active on the state level. So hopefully we can get you more involved.
Yeah, sure do. So.
Cool. Sounds good.
Folks, thank you for listening to Meet the People of MCB. Appreciate Gretchen Mounty for her time today. And if you have someone that you would like for Chip and I to interview, be sure and give me a call at 636-428-1500 or Chip at
417-540-9703.
Until the next time, be sure and listen again. You might even hear yourself on here. Thank y'all, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.